They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
The Road to the Roses kicks back in this week, or should I say, the Roads to the Roses. After all, horses can take the New York Road, the Florida Road, the California Road, or several other options to reach the final goal, the Kentucky Derby. This week, both the New Orleans and Arkansas roads get some traffic. Let's start with the Grade 3 LeCompte Stakes at Fairgrounds today. A big field of 11 entered the mile in a 16th test, with the highly touted Mandaloon a likely favorite despite drawing a tough post position. He's 2-for-2 sprinting in Kentucky, working very well of late, and bred to handle the extra distance today, being by Into Mischief out of an Empire Maker mare. But it's definitely not just Mandaloon and everyone else. Midnight Bourbon is coming off a short layoff for top trainer Steve Asmussen after being graded stakes place twice as a 2-year-old. Arabian Prince also comes off a graded stakes place performance in the Kentucky Jockey Club last out. Then there are up-and-comers Beep Beep, Proxy, Regular Guy, Game Day Play, Santa Cruiser, Manor House, and Dynamite all coming off wins in their most recent starts. Add it up and you've got the makings of a very contentious race. The winner gets 10 valuable Derby points. Next Friday is opening day at Oaklawn Park, and the 1 mile Smarty Jones Stakes is the feature. Once again, 10 Derby points go to the winner of this race that starts the Oaklawn Path, which traditionally includes the Southwest, Rebel, and Arkansas Derby. The Brad Cox-trained Cato River figures to be one of the favorites in the Smarty Jones. He torched his maiden rivals by almost 10 lengths, going the one-turn mile at Churchill Downs last time out. Cox thinks he also could be better going two turns. Remington Park Springboard Mile victor Senor Buscador is another possible entrant, and he would be a major factor if he shows up. Speaking of Brad Cox, he may have a tough time keeping his talented 3-year-olds apart. While Mandaloon and Cato River represent him this week, he's got 2-year-old champion Essential Quality back in training and waiting in the wings too. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Malibu Moon, the sire of 17 Grade 1 winners on dirt, second in the world only to Tappet among active sires. Malibu Moon's progeny have won as many or more of America's most celebrated dirt races as any active sire, especially for 3-year-old colts, including the Kentucky Derby, Florida Derby, Santa Anita Derby, and Arkansas Derby, among others. A living legend, Malibu Moon, AP Indy's best sire, standing at Spendthrift Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one, Essential Quality, undefeated, the 2-year-old champ looking at either the Risen Star or the Southwest Stakes for his 3-year-old debut. Number two, Life is Good, undefeated son of Into Mischief looking at the Grade 2 San Felipe or Grade 2 Rebel for his next start. Number three, Senor Buscador, another one who's undefeated. Big win in the Springboard Mile last time out. May run in the Smarty Jones this Friday or the Risen Star February 13th at Fairgrounds. Number four, Mandaloon, another one who's undefeated. He's running today in the LeCompte. And number five, Prime Factor, an impressive maiden winner at Gulfstream in December, undecided for his next start. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.